Good morning. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thanks for being here. Hope your Saturday's starting off well. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, and it is Saturday, November 22nd. We are live here downtown Minneapolis at WCCO. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. 612-294-6949 by phone or text. The show is hosted by Mr. Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, a local bank. Wonderful folks. And then Scott Wolmering and myself, Ryan O'Neill, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and REMAX Advantage Plus. Scott, top of the morning to you there, young man. Good to see you.
Yes, to you too. Appreciate everybody listening, and happy early Thanksgiving. I hope you guys and everybody out there enjoys the time with their family at the end of the week and eats too much turkey. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We don't talk turkey. We talk real estate here. And love your questions. It's a live show. We're here for an hour every Saturday. So please use us, 612-294-6949. You can text your questions there or call in and go live on air. And we're going to talk everything kind of real estate related, what's going on in the Twin Cities. Put our vision glasses on, see if we can kind of predict what we think is going to happen going into next spring for those of you that are kind of getting prepared, and go from there.
Yeah, again, we appreciate you joining us. Hope your weekend is going well. Last week, Mr. Scott, as I was looking out the window here on the second floor, I saw that your bag was taken out of your vehicle.
Yes.
By an individual who should not be taking your bag. Correct. And you did some follow-up.
Yes, we watched it in real time, and I actually called the police, and of course they could not find him. But he got bored with what was in the bag because it was just a bunch of marketing material, nothing worth any value. So he dropped it about three blocks away behind a collision company. And the owner of the collision company, Mr. Whitefish, had called me and said he found my bag and kept it for me till I came over and picked it up.
So shines a good deed.
That's right.
In a weary world.
That's right.
There you go. What do you think of that, Steve? He gets his bag stolen, finds it later in the day.
I think karma has a way of coming around, and you've been doing the right thing for a long time.
That must be it. You know, the other thing with age, because I was thinking about that when I left that day. So we're on the second floor, and we're watching the gentleman, you know, break into my car and take the bag away. If I was in my 30s, I would have ran him down. And yeah, we were like, Ryan's like, do you want to go after him? I'm like, nah. You know, I've only had that. It was a gift from my dad 20 years ago, that briefcase. But, hey, he can take it.
They don't fight fair now. They bring knives and guns.
That's right. That's true.
Like, yeah, makes it tougher.
Yeah, well, besides that, if I tried to run after him, I'd make it about down the stairs, and then that'd be the end of my trek.
Yeah, we are glad we got the bag back, and we're glad you're joining us again. 612-294-6949. First segment of the show, we do an update, mortgage update, and a real estate update. Mike Overson, Luminate Bank. The short mortgage update is rates have been holding really steady in the low sixes. They've been in the low sixes. They've kind of ticked down this year. Scott, I mean, I think that reliability is probably helpful for buyers. We're not seeing big changes one way or the other. And frankly, I don't really expect any big changes one way. It kind of is what it is.
It is. You know, we talked on last week's show, a lot of questions about Trump kind of putting out this 50-year mortgage or the take your mortgage as you go plan, which would be if you, you know, had a mortgage at 3% and you bought another house, you'd be able to take that mortgage along. You know, the 50-year plan, we talked about the ups and downs of that. The take your mortgage along thing, I just don't see that. I don't see it happening. It's like if you've ever tried to do an FHA assumable. So any home that's FHA, you can do an assumable. So if you have a 3% mortgage and you bought a house back in 2022, somebody else can come along and assume that mortgage, take over your payments, pay you the difference down to your mortgage and assume it. They are a huge pain in the butt.
And not common. Yeah, really not common.
And even though everybody would like it, when you get into the process of now having a mortgage company that's going to make no money on this file, putting any attention to it because you want to do a FHA refinance, and I see that the same as the, you know, take your mortgage when you go, there's no new money in it for mortgage companies, and so it's going to be a huge hassle.
Hey, interest or real estate update in the first segment here. New listings in the Twin Cities up 14%. There were 1,197 new properties that came on the market. Pending sales down year over year, 5.5%. There were 819 accepted purchase agreements. The overall inventory of homes for sale is very similar to last year at this time, 10,524. And then the last note is just regarding home builder confidence. They said that it rose 5 points to 37 in October, marking the highest reading since April. Scott, similar numbers here before the first break.
Yeah, similar numbers that we've had, frankly, the last couple years. You know, last year, Mike and I were betting whether we were going to hit 10,000 homes by the end of December, which would have been the highest we had reached in about 3 years. And we did. And now this year we're at, what, 10,500? And what that translates into is another incredibly busy spring market, and which is great if you're selling a house. If you're buying a house, like we've talked about, these last 3 months, October, November, and December, that's when the iron's hot for you. Right now, if you're buying a house and you don't have anything to sell, it is the best time possibly to buy. Because once the spring market hits, we're back to 5, 10, 15 offers on everything.
Yeah, again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us. Steve Groen here with us today. Steve, we're going to be chatting with you more after the break. And you gave me some friendly advice today, too. What did you tell me right before the show?
Was this about hair workouts or playing the piano? I can't remember.
Yeah, really. You got to narrow that down.
Yeah, it's a wide.
Yeah, it is a wide. Okay, we'll keep chatting here. We'll keep chatting after the break. Steve Groen, he is a wonderful guy. He's got a great company. We're going to be talking more with him. He is one of our longtime preferred partners. MNRealEstateShow.com is where you can go to see all of our partners. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to Act 2 of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. Hope your weekend's going well. We've got Ryan Perpich manning the helms here. Rye, what do you think, buddy?
I'm going to keep my head in a swivel out this window to see if anyone's messing with our cars, taking bags. You know, that was way too much excitement for the Minnesota Real Estate Show.
That was a little bit. I thought maybe you might go run on Scott's behalf.
I gotta run the board here, the radio. I got to make it happen. I got to make sounds come out of speakers here. There's no way I could.
Ryan does, and he does a wonderful job. We appreciate all that he does every week. Hey, before we dive back in with Steve Groen, I've got a featured listing. This one's in Prior Lake, Scott. 14200 Timothy in Prior Lake for $400,000. Justin Voss has this one listed. He said, get your ticket to Prior Lake in Boating. This home has private lake access. It's a four-bed, two-bath, three-car garage, very nice backyard deck, fenced-in yard. And it's part of Boudin's Manor Association with a private boat launch, picnic area, and waterfront. excuse me, four bed, two bath for $400,000. And of course, Prior Lake's near everything, shopping, restaurants. Looks like a nice property. Prior Lake is in demand, Scott.
It is, and it is the perfect list price. $400,000 flat, not $399,900, not $405,000, $400,000 flat.
Why again?
Because you hit all sides of your search criteria. You've got people searching from 350 to 400. You have people searching from 4 to 450. You have people searching from 4 to 500. So if you go 400,000 and a dollar, you've just lost, I forgot the percentages exactly, but anywhere between 25 to 35% of your buyer group, because they're only searching to 400. So if you get anything from this show, sellers out there that are listening or agents, do not go right over your list price. Do not list at $509,000. It's $500,000. Unless the property is worth $550,000, well, then obviously you need to skirt that a little bit. But if it's worth that five mark, you're going to get way more for it listing it at five than you ever would listing it at $509,000.
Steve Groen with us today. AJ Alberts, awesome company. Good morning to you there, buddy. Great to see you as always.
Yeah, good to be here. You know, it's kind of funny. All these years, we talk about water softeners and plumbing and water quality, and today I have a featured home for sale.
Whoa!
Yeah, way.
All right.
So, and this is a bit of a fire sale.
Should we be sitting down here?
You can stay standing. But,
all right.
This is a big deal. So my mom passed away earlier this year, and we're just trying to unload her condo. I've got it up for $135K. It's in Edina. It's a one-bedroom. I got all new paint carpet, AC dishwasher, toilet garbage disposal, flooring, amongst other things, and just trying to unload it. It's in an amazing location, and it's been on the market here for a little bit. It's on Brookside Court. So if you're interested in that, you're going to have to contact me.
What's the address exactly?
It's on Brookside Court.
Oh, sorry. I thought you had it up. That's right, Brookside Court.
Yeah, Brookside Court. There's some other condos for sale there, but it's been on the market for a little bit, and just in the most amazing location.
I'm sorry about your dear mother. Had she been ill or sick the last time?
Yeah, you know what's interesting? You hear people talk about their mother or father passed away, and you kind of nod your head and go, well, that's too bad. You try to empathize, but unless you've gone through it, you don't get it. Like, you do not get it. And, she went in a heartbeat. She passed away without any, most likely, of a heart condition. And so, I didn't get to say goodbye. So when I think about her every day, there's some tears. It's just hard. Those of you that have gone through it, I mean, I think in some ways it's great. She didn't have any suffering.
Yeah.
But in other ways, if people have an extended illness, at least you get to say all your goodbyes and make sure your wills are in order and all that jazz. So, but no one wants to do that or think about it. So
I'll tell you what, Steve, from a mama's boy to a mama's boy, I will not do well. And Ryan knows this. When my mother eventually passes, it is interesting when you say that, when you say, oh, you know, my mother passed away. Well, how old was she? Oh, she was 80 years old. And they're like, oh, well, big life. And you're like, well, yeah, that doesn't really cover it, you know, when you're talking about your own mother.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, we're sending you lots of love there, friend. We're sending you lots of goodwill. And no fun at all. But the condo does sound very nice. That is in Edina. Great location. And how many bedrooms in that? Is it a one bedroom?
One bedroom. No reasonable offer refused. You can get a hold of me if you're interested at ajalbertsplumbing.com, ajalberts.com. Find me that way. Or on LinkedIn, Steve Groen, G-R-O-H-N is a neighbor. Connect with me that way. But so at any rate, we've had on the market for 4 months, and you and I were talking about this earlier, Scott. Do you drop the price? It's at $135. We're not getting that many walkthroughs. Do you leave it? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about in the elevator. Unfortunately, you're in the middle of a search criteria. So if you're listed at, if you're going to go over $100,000, or let's say in this case over $125,000, you're going to go to $150. A $150 to $140 reduction does absolutely nothing. A $140 to $130 reduction does absolutely nothing. It's the same group of buyers that are searching from $100 to $150. Unfortunately, we've talked about it on the show. The condo market and the townhome market is just—it's pretty tough right now. And when you narrow a group of people, you know, if you had two bedrooms, it would be like that. So now you start taking people out of the market because it's just a one bedroom. So you're fighting a little niche. You know, you're talking about a single person that does not have a child that's going to buy it for their own. So your market is thin, and that's why it's struggling a little bit.
Yeah, again, both condos and townhomes right now, if you are, buyers or sellers out there, again, every market has some changes, has some ups and downs. Right now with the insurance world, that's caused some upheaval with condos and townhomes. Insurance and HOAs as well. With HOA numbers, it's important when you're buying, you need to know about the HOA. The other big thing I've heard from a number of listeners over the past couple of weeks is property taxes right now. And a lot of people unhappy is generally the message that I've received about their property taxes. Increasing, pretty significantly. And obviously,
and they just went through a huge increase 2 years ago. It was like 30%. And so it's another big hit.
You know, I know it's been all over the news, all of the different fraud things going on within the state. And there is a bit of an upheaval. Again, you know, the people that have reached out to me about their property taxes, just not real thrilled about how much it has gone up. And again, it's another cost of ownership. You think about it, even if you have no mortgage, You're still paying your property taxes and insurance.
I'm really surprised prices haven't come down more with the interest rates that have gone up over the last few years and insurance and taxes that keep going up, all pressuring, but yet it's a supply-demand thing.
It's a supply-demand thing, yeah. What has been nice, though, is unlike for those of you that are old enough to remember back to the crash in 2006, 7, 8, and 9, the difference then is we were appreciating at 15% for, you know, you buy a house for $200, you refinance it 6 months later for $300, you refinance it later 6 months later for $500,000. I mean, that's what people are doing. That's not what we're in right now. We've been in a nice slow appreciation, you know, 3%, 4%, you know, maybe 6% if you're under, you know, $400,000. And that's been pretty consistent, and I think we're going to hopefully see that. That's why the reduced interest rates, you know, just a little bit, you know, from 7 down to 6-ish, you know, that was a good thing for the market, right?
Yeah, had a good text. Again, you can text us or call us, 612-294-6949. This is an interesting one, too, Steve, kind of in your line. It says, hey, guys, Ace Hardware neighborhood stores are closing many locations. Sounds like inconvenience given we're other big box home improvement stores, but how will such local closures impact keeping some neighborhoods updated? It's a really good question. You know, the neighborhoods like going driving a block down to the hardware store and not being able to not keeping it open. Any thoughts to add on that, Scott or Steve?
Well, personally, it saddens me because I'm an Ace Hardware guy. I like going into Ace Hardware. You've got six or seven people there to help you in the store. You know, they know they bring you right where it is. Everybody's an expert. That's the old local, you know, mom and pop, even though they're a bigger, you know, company. But it's a local mom and pop, you know, thought process. I personally like that. Unfortunately, I think we're going to see the majority of those kind of businesses fall apart as everybody gets into, you know, quick, bigger, faster, better. So it doesn't surprise me to see him going. It is sad because it's, you know, I like that kind of shop.
Makes me think of when I lived on 90th and James in Bloomington. There was a great little Ace Hardware, and there was a grocery store right there. And I loved going down there because as a guy, there's like three aisles.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, you are paying a little more or whatever, but I don't know. There's the convenience is nice. But Steve, any thoughts just about that?
Yeah, I think we all love that local feel, but if it's more expensive or less convenient, then they start to lose traction. A little bit related, it's interesting to me. So my company serves the Seven County Metro, and we're licensed in Wisconsin. Okay, I got 10 plumbers, 4 master plumbers, and we just serve. You call or text or email or set up an appointment, we'll run the call and take care of you. We don't advertise on billboards, good prices, all that stuff. But I'm amazed at how many people call and they're like, well, where are you located? And I'm sitting there thinking, it doesn't matter. We serve everywhere. Yeah. I got guys that live in Edina, Lakeville, Ham Lake, Hudson, Wisconsin, Bloomington, etc. And yet they want to know where I'm located. So they want that local company, but yet it's not entirely relevant because we do service everything. But yeah, everyone kind of wants that local. It's a weird dynamic. So the majority of our business technically is on the east side because of our physical location. Because they want that. You go Google, it's like plumber near me, and because we're not in Excelsior, we don't get as many calls in Excelsior. Although we serve Excelsior and have as good or better prices than the companies that service.
Yeah, really good point. Very good point. We had a texter just said, you just stole my thunder. I've been waiting all week for an update. Thanks. Thanks for listening. I think it was a real estate mortgage update. We appreciate that. Hey, after the break, guys, I'm putting all three of you, you got to think for me. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving. And you know what we used to do at the O'Neill family, Scott?
Oh, gosh. It's going to be very sweet. It's going to be extremely sweet. What is it? Make all of us feel really bad about our families.
No,
seriously. Make us all feel very, very, very bad about our families. What does the O'Neill brothers do?
No, it's good. It is important to, I think it's good. It is good to remember. What are we thankful for? I think, what are we thankful? It doesn't have to be complicated. Doesn't have to be big or flashy, but it is good. I love the Thanksgiving holiday myself. And so after the break, we're going to go around, talk a little bit what we're thankful for. We appreciate you joining us here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We help people buy and sell homes, invest in real estate. Reach out. Any questions at all, we're here to help you. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you joining us. Hope your weekend is going well. You can always call us, interact with us, and ask questions. The texter just said, no, I wasn't looking for a market update. He said, I was looking for the outcome of the briefcase saga.
Yep, all ended well.
He says, look, I don't, you know, we don't care. I know market updates. See, that's the thing with the real estate show. You got to keep it a little bit interesting, because if we jib-jab about market updates, people will be snoozing after their morning coffee, Scott.
Yep, that is pretty much it. We've talked about it through the years that when we've gone out on appointments, so, for example, a listener will call and say they want to sell the house, so I'll go out. And it's interesting that most listeners remember most of the stories we talk about. But as far as whether we're the number one real estate team in the universe and blah, 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 nobody cares about that stuff.
Right.
You know, they care about, you know, the stories that you tell that kind of hit them or it makes sense to them. And I think we all respond that way.
Yeah. Human connection, Steve. Stories are always good. Speaking of stories, when I look at so many of your Google reviews, kudos to you, man. You guys really, you've built a wonderful company. Those Google reviews by customers are stories of people you've helped.
Absolutely. And I was going to say mildly obsessed, but I don't think that's possible. I'm obsessed with customer service. I respond to each Google review, and we talk about it all the time. And every time there's a positive review, we send it out to all the guys so they get feedback on it. And it's just, you know, it's like any great business. How do you make your customers so happy they're going to refer you and keep using you over and over? If they buy a house from you, Scott, what you're really doing is planting a seed for when they go to sell that house.
Correct.
And then all their friends. But if you don't get the sale, you're not probably going to get additional work. And it's almost that simple.
Well, it is. And we've talked about this on the show all the time. You can tell whether an agent has your best interest in mind if they basically talk you out of some of the homes that you actually are interested in buying. Meaning, so for example, if I have somebody, and everybody out there that's my client will know this, if it's backing to a road and they love the house, we will have a long discussion so that they understand at some point they're going to have to sell this house. And I don't want to be the one to do it because they're going to be mad at me, because no matter what you think, it will absolutely hurt you. So versus someone that's like, oh, gosh, now they finally want to buy a house, and you go ahead and write it up. Well, like you said, Steve, you get the call 3 years later, and then you go out and say, well, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, unfortunately, we're going to have to discount your house $50,000 because of this road. And the answer to me would be, well, Scott, you were our agents. Why didn't you point that out when I bought it? You know,
had a comment that just a texter that said, yeah, mortgages are boring.
They are boring.
They are boring. They are boring, and that's why we can't to chat an hour on it. Hey, Ryan Perpich. From the Iron Range, tell me your dear mother's maiden name again.
Perpich, yes.
Perpich, but then the other name.
Yes, my mother's the Perpich. Who we were talking about on the show the other.
Yes.
She's listening right now. She'll text me who you're referring to.
Yes,
the
name.
Other week.
Up in the Iron Range. My mom was asking about where in the Iron Range.
Are you talking about that Hal Nowicki or whatever? Not Nowicki that called in.
No.
Wasn't that...
No, it was about our Iron Range friends.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
She texted me about it.
Hey, Rye, so Thanksgiving, you're one thing. What do you think? What are you thankful for this year?
It really is the family. It really is the family. They, you know, that sounds like such a cliche answer, but they're a lot of support. They're my friends and also family, and I can really tell them anything, you know, and we just love to have a good time and sit around the table, sit around the bonfire, go up to the cabin, and not a lot of people get that opportunity or have a good family structure as I, and I'm very appreciative for it.
Yeah, what a good man. What a good man. Hey, before I pass the torch to you guys, I got to give a little shout-out to a dear friend of mine, Tom, who is a wonderful father, is a great human being, comes from a bigger family, and he's just... He's just a really good guy. He's been a longtime listener of our show, is listening right now. And I just want to give a little shout out to our friend Tom, who's just a wonderful human, great guy. Scott, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm going to be so boring. I was trying to not be boring, but it's similar to Ryan. It really is family and friends. You know, I mean, all my kids are, you know, all moved back. Everybody's in Minnesota now.
Yeah.
You know, so for like our Thanksgiving, for those of you who paid attention to the show through the years, you understand I have two ex-wives that I'm really close with. So we all get together at my,
isn't that nice?
At my second ex-wife's house. My first ex-wife brings her stuff over. The kids all bring everything over. So we have a big, you know, a big Thanksgiving on Thursday. And so, yeah, not to be redundant, but it really is friends and family.
You are a little bit of a uniter, my friend, you know, with both of your exes. And you know what I mean? Life's too short.
It is too short.
Knezovich.
Knezovich. Yes. That was the guy that
yes.
called in.
Yes.
Hal Knezovich.
Yes.
Yes.
Knezovich. Thank you. We love our Iron Rangers.
That's it.
Steve Grohn.
Just thinking about that, you're going to have Thanksgiving with a couple of your ex-wives and all that reminded me of like one of the funniest movies I've ever watched is Four Christmases with,
yes.
with Vince Vaughn and
yeah.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's just so hilarious. But they go it's just one dysfunctional family after another. But there's four of them because there's all these divorces.
Yeah, that was a good flick.
That's a good one.
Steve, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving, there, bud?
You know what? I have so much to be thankful. I'm going to go with health, family, and certainly the business is going well. And I think love life, too. And I'm thankful for my dad. You know, my mom passed, but my dad's here. I'm doing a CrossFit competition in Tempe, Arizona in a couple weeks, and my dad's going with.
Oh, wow. That'll be fun.
So, you know, he's 81, and he's been with me since it was the pump, passing, kick,
yeah.
and Little League Baseball. He's been there the whole way, and he's coached wrestling a little bit in Iowa, high school girls wrestling too. So I don't know that I'm thankful for. There's a can I keep the
yeah
floor,
please
floor here?
Please yeah,
yeah. There, you know, so
here, we'll sit down here. You told me keep it a little more fun this show.
Everyone get a chair. So I'm always reading and finding ways to improve life, and there's a book I bought recently called 59 Seconds Change Your Life in Under a Minute. And to summarize it, it's really just being thankful, because when you're thankful for something, you don't have room in your mind to be negative and complain and think about the weather or whatever your bank account. And they want you to journal just briefly, just what, because there's a connection between writing and your brain and being thankful and pulling it together. And while you're doing that, you put all the other crap out. So they have a few exercises to go through, but it's a little bit of a hack for life, and it ties into thankfulness. So that's my plug. 59 Seconds Change Your Life in Under a Minute. It's a fantastic book. So I've been going through that, and I'm thankful for books.
Yeah. Scott, sorry.
I was going to say, that's a good one. You know, it's Ryan knows this from knowing me, that there's a book that just came out that you guys should read called Let Them. And Ryan knows this is my philosophy. Like, I've told people that go through divorce that'll call me for some counseling. Say the best thing that you can learn is okay. Meaning, whatever the other person says, you say okay.
I mean,
it's literally the best thing that you can. And this woman's book that's now a huge international seller is called Let Them. And basically, it's kind of what you're talking about. When you get mad at the Trump supporter that you can't stand and it's ruining your day, just let them. You know, let them have their own thoughts. Let them have their own beliefs. Let them have their own whatever. Just let them. And then consider how you're going to respond to things. But I'll tell you what, everybody would be so much better off if they could just, you know, like my thing was just learn how to say okay. You know, because when you're going through a divorce, trust me, okay will save you money. I'm not doing that, and I'm going to fight is a loser in the end. So just learn how to say okay.
I've told you, you need to start a relationship podcast with your dear mother.
Yeah, we've talked about doing it.
Yeah, it is. I think your point, Steve, is a really good one. Thankfulness. We talk a lot about with agents, with the industry, the people that are naturally more grateful, more positive, that just roll with things, do so much better in this industry.
Yep.
The people that get worried about the one friend that listed with someone else, the deal that goes south, the things that are wrong, when your brain goes there, those folks in the real estate world struggle.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It's even just, I mean, from a real estate success for people that are thinking, hey, how can I be a better agent? Just say one thing you're thankful for every day. You know, focusing, we were talking before the show, Scott, it was interesting about the 50s. You were talking about in the 50s that people, was it had more money?
Yeah, yeah. I was watching an economist the other day, and there's been everything said out there that we live in such a time where, you know, one person can't work now, and you can't send your kids to college on one income, not like it was back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And he pointed out that actually it's incorrect. There's actually more money now. The difference was in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, the average home size was 1,300 square feet. Now it's 2,800 square feet. People didn't go out to dinner. They didn't go out to lunch every day. You know, they didn't order Uber Eats. They didn't have a cell phone. They had one car, and they didn't put their kids through college. Only 40% went then compared to 65. So it's all a perspective of what you are. People just lived cheaper then. I mean, people didn't fly everywhere. You know, like my kids, I remember they were seniors in high school. Hey, when are we going to go to the Caribbean again? You know, it's like, I never went to the Caribbean. You know, I went to the lake cabin. You know, we all loaded in the truck and went to the lake cabin. They're like, hey, when are we going to the Caribbean again? It's just a different time.
Speaking of that, we had a mini Winnie. My dear father, dad had with his law partners in New Prague a mini Winnie. And you know, one of these motorhomes.
Yes,
and
yeah.
We'd load all five O'Neills and mom and dad, and we'd hop in that mini Winnie. And we'd stay at KOAs. That was the big thing, staying at KOAs. But it was so many wonderful memories.
Yes.
But anyway, we're a little bit on a tangent. We're up against our third break here. We're going to keep talking a little more with Steve Groen, wonderful business owner, great guy. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Want to touch on a couple listings, Scott. We got one in St. Croix Falls, 813 North Hamilton Street. It is a Riverside Retreat. Marie Rivard has this one listed. All of these listed with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Four beds plus an office, two baths, two-car garage. It is a very serene location. It's got mature trees, scenic views. It's right down by the St. Croix. Check that one out, 813 North Hamilton Street in St. Croix Falls. We've got one. Ashley Hinneker has got one. This one is 10981 270th Street, and this one is listed for $649. It's a four-bed, three-bath. It's on 2 acres. Lots of updates. Quality finishes all throughout the kitchen. The backyard, she said, has a kind of a private resort feel. It's a built-in outdoor kitchen, poured patio, pergola, and it's conveniently located miles from the freeway, she said, or easy access to the Twin Cities or the Rochester area. So it's down near Rochester, 10981 270th Street for $649. Lots of updates on that one, too many to feature. She said it's a great country retreat. And our last one here, David Meyer, has one in Clear Lake, and that one is $325,000. It is 230 First Avenue East, four-bed, two-bath, four-plus garage. It's a four-acre parcel. It's got storage buildings, pole buildings. It's got an apple orchard, 20-plus trees. 230 First Avenue East, Scott, in Clear Lake, Wisconsin.
Very, very nice. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. This is the last segment of the Real Estate Show. Plenty of time for you to come in with any questions. 612-294-6949. We promised we'd get to a little bit of real estate. We were talking about what's going to kind of happen moving forward. We're in a similar pattern that we were last year, 10,500 homes on the market right now. That typically is going to translate into 7,000 to 8,000 in the spring market as things kind of dwindle off the market here going through December. Which is going to put a lot of pressure in that, February, March, April, May of next year. So again, when you look at positioning, if you're a buyer right now, don't wait to the spring market. Right now is when you want to get out there. If there's a deal to be had in this market, these next 3 months are the time that the deal is to be had. Before we run out of time, Steve, maybe we should get out all your contact info on your company.
Sure. So I own AJ Alberts Plumbing, and the website's ajalberts.com. That's the easiest way to find me. And if you're interested in, basically it's anything that touches water in the home. Half my business, or nearly half, is water conditioning. So that's water softeners, carbon filters, iron filters, RO systems. We've got all the gadgets to test the water. We have commercial grade products installed by actual plumbers at prices that beat all the big boys' names that rhyme with Mulligan. I won't name
anything. Yeah, you won't name
anything. Yeah, I won't name anything. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, there's nothing they have that beats us on anything, and that's why we do so much business there. We don't advertise on billboards, so it's all word of mouth, repeat business. 10 plumbers. We give free estimates on, like, water softeners, water heaters, all that sort of stuff. So you can book online at ajalberts.com. Find me through that, you know, AJ Alberts that way. And then we also have a remodeling division. So we do new construction, and we do remodeling work for a number of very large general contractors. That's a whole different other game, because you have to actually know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You get into old houses in St. Paul, you have to repipe gas lines, repipe all the wire lines, get rid of the lead, reconnect to different types of pipes, galvanize, all that. You really got to know what you're doing, and we do. Best-in-class warranties, and just really proud of what we do. You can check out our reviews. We have a 4.9 Google rating, and I personally respond to everyone.
4.9, you know why? Because 1% of the population is crazy. I've realized that if you read anybody's Google reviews, you'll have 99% that are all, you know, all perfect and great, and then you'll have one person that dogs them, and I'm always like, it's because 1% of the population is crazy.
If you're bored today, go to AJ Alberts online, click on the Google reviews, just read my responses to the one stars. It's like, oh, it's unreal. But, you know, you got a few of them in there, so.
Well, yeah, you got to deal with it. And, you know, and perception's reality to the person. But most of the time, it's like you read, you know, 1,005 out of 5 reviews, and then one that dogs it. You can always kind of read crazy in that review. You can see where it's at.
But reviews are just like realtors, right? I mean, you guys have got to have world-class service.
Absolutely.
To get repeat and referral.
That's right. Yep, and this is a referral business. If you are in this business as long as we've been, and you're not getting and you're not living on referrals, then you missed it. And so anybody that's been in for a long time, for the majority of time, they do a pretty solid job, I would think. Brian, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, one of the things I really love about our business, when someone dumps money into a wire softener, water heater, a faucet, toilet, or whatever, they're improving the value of their home. Anyone looking to sell their home, there's no downside to it. It's a better living. It's going to improve the value. You get to keep it. So it's not like wasting money when you spend it on plumbing.
Hey, want to give just a quick shout out, the Minute of Hope this week for the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. We had last week a great food drive, had a wonderful food drive. We had about 50 individuals who came out. And we're able to get food for their families here. And Scott, we are doing again the O'Neill Brothers. We're getting the band together.
Yep.
Here, December 20th. It is a fundraiser for the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. We do two concerts, 2:00 and 7:00. We've got the Marylands coming in, who are on The Voice. They're coming in from out east. Two sisters. It's a fun show, singing pianos, dueling pianos. You can go to pianobrothers.com to find all the information there, Scott. It should be a fun show, dude.
It's an awesome show. Yeah, for anyone that's not gone to it, that's listened to the radio show, trust me, you'll want to book these tickets. It's a nice family night out. Ryan and his brother are exceptional piano players. And last year he had the O'Neill sisters. Correct?
We did.
Yeah, and this year it's the, I'm sorry, who is it?
It's called the Marylands.
The Marylands this year.
The Marylands.
Well, I'm sure they are excellent.
It's going to be fun. Again, pianobrothers.com is where you can go for the 2:00 and 7:00 show. Steve, it's always a pleasure having you on, bud. You do such a wonderful job. We tried to keep the show a little more fun for you today, a little more lively during the on-air part, okay?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. It's always fun to be here.
Yeah, it is always fun to be here. And again, Steve, best way for people to reach out to you and your team?
AJAlberts.com. So if you need water softener, any type of plumbing, just go there, call us, schedule an appointment online. You can find me on LinkedIn, Steve Groen, G-R-O-H-N is a neighbor, and just happy to serve and look forward to your call.
Yeah, you can find him on mnrealestateshow.com, too. He's right there under Preferred Partners.
What I'm going to say, too, guys, what I'm thankful for, obviously, a wonderful family, health.
health.
I've been under the weather here this month. It's so important when you don't feel well. I always say it's hard to do much of anything. Health, Scott. I'm going to go with faith. I'm going to say growing up in a family, a Christian family with the Catholic faith, has helped me tremendously through lots of ups and downs and lefts and rights. And got to thank the big guy upstairs for keeping us going every day. So I'm going to say faith, and I'm trying to pass it forward there, Steve.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
faith, friends, and family, the three F's, that's a good thing to be faithful for, to be thankful for. And again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Enjoy it. Everybody have a safe travel if you're traveling through the holidays. That looks like the airlines have now got back on track. So I don't think they're canceling any more flights now. So we're open for business again, and flights are going. So have a safe travel.
Rye, we're going to take out the mini Winnie here. We're going to take the mini Winnie. You want to hop in? And here we go. Let's go as a group. Scott, Steve, all of us.
As long as your family comes with and they're singing the whole time. I'm hearing wheels on the bus go round and round on the road trips.
Well, and I just envision like they have a swear jar. Like if one of the kids says darn, then everybody, then all the O'Neills throw in a dollar. And at the end of it, they've got 50 cents.
Hey, it's been a fun show, the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Steve Groen, AJ Alberts with us here today. We appreciate you joining us. Hope you and your families have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Take care.